Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. I'm so glad you joined me because I've been ministering on a subject, a message I've entitled Growing into Maturity. And we looked at, just by way of brief review, God's plan of the ages is to restore us to the kind of dominion and fellowship and relationship man had with Him in the very beginning, before sin entered the world through Adam and Eve. So, what is God doing now? He's extending His kingdom through the hearts of men. He is desiring that children be birthed into the kingdom of God, that we can be His adopted sons and daughters, that we're to preach that gospel, we're to be co-workers with Him in bringing people into the kingdom. And secondly, the body of Christ coming into the measure of a stature of a perfect man, even the stature of Christ Jesus. In other words, the thrust, the onus, the burden of the Holy Spirit is to see you and I perfected into maturity. And so I asked a question, you know, and when you think about it, how does someone mature? Well, physically, there's no issue. Biologically, that just happens naturally. But as far as spiritual maturity, there are some very specific principles and guidelines that we need to understand. The measure of maturity we possess is how we care for what God has entrusted to us. I shared that parable in the 19th chapter of Luke, which is really a parable on responsibility and increase. The servant who gained 10 pounds was told, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, receive, be ruler over 10 cities," and the same one that had multiplied it by 5. But the person that hid the talent, hid that money of the Lord, he was called a wicked servant, and what he had was taken from him. So what we were doing as we closed yesterday's broadcast was to learn about metrons of accountability. In other words, what are the areas we're supposed to be responsible over? And I'm going to share at least 5 areas that are common to all. First of all, and as this is where we left off on yesterday's broadcast, our physical bodies. 1 Corinthians 3:17 says, "If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." So we will be required to give an account of our physical bodies. We must do that which common sense and science today tells us will benefit our health. Obviously, becoming a drug addict, an alcoholic, smoking, these things will eventually take a tremendous toll on our physical bodies. We should eat as well as we possibly can. And in this country, we have so much to choose from. I believe that, you know, if we had nothing but potatoes to eat, if it was a place of crisis and famine, I believe God would keep us healthy because that's all we have. But today, goodness, you can't go to the store. Try choosing a loaf of bread. I mean, there must be 50 different varieties in some of these large supermarkets. So we have such a variety of options to choose from, and we must do that which is healthful and wholesome for our physical bodies. Now, moving on, because we could spend a lot of time on that. I could spend a lot of time on any of these subjects, but I want to move quickly and not overwhelm you with a mass of details. Secondly, is the inner man of the heart, the real person that we are, our spirit man, our soul, our conscience, our thoughts, our attitudes. That inner man of the heart requires purity as well as truth. Thou hast desired truth, the scriptures tell us, in the inward parts. And so God is going to hold us accountable. For once we have a knowledge of the truth, for Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, once we know He is the way, then we need to acquaint ourselves with His will, with His word. His will and His word are synonymous. And God has given us the Bible so we know how to live a godly life. His Spirit, it's not just the word. His Spirit comes along. The letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. And His Spirit shows how we can apply those godly spiritual principles to our lives. So we'll be held accountable of how we are doing spiritually. Are we in battle? Are we in warfare? Do we need help at times? Of course. That's why I always extend an invitation for you to send in your prayer request. Why? Because one of God's principles, you can pray sometimes till you're blue in the face. Sometimes I've been in a difficult place. I've been in a battle and I've prayed and it hasn't lifted. Not until I prayed with someone. Why? That's one of God's principles. He wants us to need one another. And there's purpose. God has a reason for us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, to go to regular assembly in a congregation, in churches. Why? Because He knows we need it. Beloved, when we're all standing by ourselves isolated, we're not very strong. At least we won't be for very long. And so we are required to take care of our spiritual walk. That's our primary responsibility. And so often the devil gets us pointing at other people and we get more concerned about where they're at. You know what? Years ago, the Lord gave a prophetic word to the body through Brother Glass, and He says, tend the garden of your own heart. I've never forgotten that. You know, and Jesus confirms that. He says, you know what? Take the beam out of your own eye, and then you can see clearly to remove the speck out of your brother's. Now, moving on quickly, also, what is another area of accountability? Relationships, the care and development and stewardship of God-ordained relationships is so important. And what is of primary importance to the Lord? Well, family is. He loves family. He's creating a great big family for Himself. The bride of Christ, He uses the analogy of a husband and wife, that beautiful intimacy and the deepest and most precious of all human relationships. He expects us to nurture our spouses. He expects us to take care of and nurture, not just in a physical way, but emotionally and spiritually, children, if we happen to be blessed with children. He expects us in our friendships, that those that are godly, that you know God has placed someone in your life, He expects you to steward them, to develop those relationships. So many people, you know, the basic natural state of man is utterly selfish and self-centered. Well, the Word tells us we should not be only concerned about our own things, but on the things of others. This is God's heart. This is love, that we can be really concerned about other people. In fact, Jesus made it a major issue, even in His own relationship, as He reported back to the Father. And you say, Sister Glass, when did you do that? Well, there's some beautiful recorded prayers of Jesus in the Gospel of John. And that's found in John, the 17th chapter. And as He knew His life was drawing to an end, He was with His final moments with His disciples. He prayed, and those words, beautiful words, are recorded in the 17th chapter. And let me just read a few verses 6, 8, 9, and 11. I have manifested Thy name unto the men which Thou hast given me out of the world. Thine they were, and Thou gavest them to me, and they have kept Thy word. Verse 8, for I have given unto them the words which Thou gavest me. See that sense of responsibility and obedience? And they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from Thee, and they have believed that Thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which Thou hast given me, for they are Thine. Verse 10, and all mine are Thine, and Thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now, verse 11, I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to Thee. Holy Father, keep through Thine own name those whom Thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. And he goes on later in that prayer. And he says, not only for those who are present, not only his disciples, but for those who would believe on him through the ministry of the disciples down through the ages. And beloved, that's you and I. And so Jesus made a big deal of, in prayer, which was recorded in the Word of God, of how faithful he was to keep the Father's mandate, to develop relationships, to train his disciples, and to make sure they were equipped to do what? The work of the ministry, to preach the gospel to the uttermost parts of the earth. And we see recorded in the book of Acts the tremendous advances that early church made. Why? Because they were following these areas of accountability. They were caring for one another. They had nothing in common, or they had everything in common, I should say. If anyone lacked, they shared. And so, beloved, we need to see that our relationships are precious in the Lord. Jesus said, what God has joined together, let not man put asunder. He was specifically speaking to the marriage relationship. But I believe, beloved, we can carry that truth and principle over to all relationships that God has put in our lives, those that are God ordained. Sometimes we need to evaluate, we need to pray whether or not a relationship needs to be continued, because it may or may not. You know, the devil is very clever about bringing people to us who will drag us down and keep us from entering into our full destiny. He does that so much with young people, for example. And so, beloved, our relationships are important, and God wants us to spend time. In fact, I'd like to go on to another area, but I think I will have to save this for tomorrow's broadcast. But he might want you to just take a few moments and just reflect on those people that are important to you in your life. How can you manifest not only God's love, but your own love and appreciation for them? Nothing blesses us more when we're appreciated. Isn't that the truth? To tell your husband, your wife, "I love you, honey. Thank you for all you do for me." Beloved, if we can develop that sense of appreciation and gratitude in our relationships, I believe our relationships could be transformed. Well, I could go on and on, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you, if you need prayer in any of these areas I've been sharing, because you're going to be responsible, as I am, before God, then I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Please write. I just so love hearing from new people, and of course, my dear spiritual family, my UCM partners, they're ever on my heart and in my prayers. Thank you for joining me. I love you. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
This has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.